Hello, welcome to Heart Yoga Radio. We're off having a stroll along the old railway track, and we thought today we would discuss the idea that a little sentence that we hear people saying quite often, which is everything happens for a reason. And just to kick off bluntly, we don't think anything happens for a reason, really. And we were just going to discuss the reasons why, you know, all the problems that we see with this little sentence that people trip out so easily without really, really, we don't feel they've really thought about it very much.
No, it's pretty obvious that it's a piece of self-comforting. It pacifies a soul troubled by the realisation that we are vulnerable to suffering, to accident, to random disease, to random attack from others, etc, etc, etc. You know, that feeling of powerlessness in the face of our vulnerability as creatures and as individuals. That's pretty uncomfortable, and a lot of human culture, it strikes me, has arisen out of that discomfort. And we can only be discomforted in that way because we have much better memories than most of the other animals, and much better time processing ability, much better ability to at least sometimes make predictions that turn out true about where the animals will be in October and this kind of stuff, you know, about the stock price of gold and blah blah. I don't know. And it all arises out of that, but it's uncomfortable. So we make up little kind of comfort blankets to wrap around ourselves. When one is faced with a piece of ill luck, it's fairly tempting to say, oh, it's happened for a reason. As though there was some kind of god, if you like, or some super intelligence, superpower.
Cosmic accounting system,
yeah. That's orchestrating all the events of human life. And you hear people say, you know, God in his wisdom. It's not for us to question God's wisdom. God in his wisdom has decided to break this bloke's legs, so he'll learn some moral lesson. I mean, the theory of karma is a bit similar. I mean, the theory of karma, instead of having a God up there, like, watching everybody and deciding whether to punish, reward or punish, like a kind of Victorian patriarchal father. Instead of that, there's just an accounting system. Cosmic accounting system. There's black marks and white marks. Too many black marks, come back as a bug, suffer some more, try and learn a lesson. It's complete bollocks. You know, the universe is actually fucking indifferent to us.
Yeah.
Even with random stuff happens, accidents happen.
Shit happens, man. You know,
if somebody gets cancer, it isn't always their moral failing that's brought that about. A lot of people believe this sort of stuff. Yeah. You know, a chance cosmic ray landing on a bit of DNA.
And this is the real damage, isn't it? With this sentence,
it leads to some twisted morality and blame, victim blaming, all kinds of stuff comes out of this.
It seems like a harmless little thing that you would say to a friend.
I think it's insidious,
just to be a bit comforting. But the thing is, if you believe everything happens for a reason, then all of the dark, painful, torturous things that happen in the world. Happen for a reason too, don't they? So how are you going to explain that one? Why did the Holocaust happen? Did all that happen for a reason?
It's to teach us a lesson that we should be very kind. That's what it's for. it's insidious, there's loads of good reasons why it's insidious, but a big one is that it encourages passivity, and it encourages fatalism. Everything that happens for a reason, why do we need to do anything about anything? Yeah. It takes it out of our hands, again, putting it in the hands of this super being who's entertaining himself by making shit happen to people. And we're supposed to worship this being, you know. Anyway. And that's pretty insidious, because if we abandon that idea, which I think, which I'm I'm sure you can tell I'm heartily recommended.
Yes.
We then as human beings have to take charge of our own destiny, species-wise and individual-wise. It's your responsibility to sort life out, to enhance life, to set up the conditions for life, to think about all these things, to ponder these things, to evaluate all of these things. And there's no excuse for not doing it, really. And it's lazy, sloppy, and dangerous to come out with this shit.
And also, it can make you very unhappy, because if you believe everything happens for a reason, and something bad happens to you, you think, well, if there is a reason for this bad thing happened to me, I've seen this happen to people, they start blaming themselves.
Yeah. Well, they start trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, they're right down the rabbit hole then, into a labyrinth.
It is my fault I broke my leg, because I have some sort of poison, some psychic poison in me, or whatever it is that they think. Yeah. And that's a horrible thing.
The sins of the fathers.
Oh, they find it very difficult to escape from that.
Yeah. Plus, if you then start trying to find out what that reason was, and what the reason for that reason was.
You waste your life doing that.
Yeah. So you're off in this labyrinth of quest, and you're questing for something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because in fact the conundrum didn't exist in the first place, because you were persuaded that it was a real conundrum. You're off. You're kind of tangled up, man.
Yeah.
Tangled up well and truly. Whereas, really, what's going on? It's all fucking chaos.
It's just chaos.
My darlings.
And shit just does happen.
Shit happens.
You know, sometimes shit happens directly as to what something that we did. You go up to so some bloke in the pub and call him a fucking asshole for no reason.
And he pokes him in the eye.
It's likely that you're going to get punched in the face. Yep. So, you know.
Fair
and,
enough.
You know.
Take responsibility for your actions.
Yes. But it's not to do with some sort of, like, I don't know, spiritual impurity that you may have inside you that, you know, your I don't know, some therapist has perhaps persuaded that you've got and is now going to help you with and charge you quite a lot of money on the way.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't like to diss therapists, because I'm one myself, but you know, this kind of thing does happen, unfortunately.
All right, well, here's the third objection, or third deleterious effect of this insidious notion that everything happens for a reason. It makes people manipulable.
Yes, oh yes. Yes, 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 yeah. Yes, yes. There's the big one.
Yeah.
And what they tend to get, manipulated into, doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
That could be harmful to themselves and other people.
Yeah. Well, related ideas are things like manifest destiny and things like that, you know, and the white man's burden and... You know, basically, this is the transcendental guarantee, or the transcendental excuse, again, in a different guise.
Yeah.
And the transcendental excuses all kinds of violent and destructive behaviour of human against human.
Yeah.
They say, well, this is happening for a reason, because this is our manifest destiny, to kill these fuckers. Because God said, this is a manifest destiny. It's an appeal to God, isn't it, with some slightly more circumspect language, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same piece of stupidity. Grow up, humans. Take responsibility.
Yeah, and please, just for your own sake. Just for your own sake, and just to bring yourself a bit of peace, and just to be a bit happier in life, I think... Just drop that notion.
Yeah.
You don't need it, and it's a burden that you're carrying on your back, and you could just drop it any time.
Well said, Professor Ingham.